Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Georgia Chamber Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Kayla Robertson, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with the founder and CEO of Abshire Public Relations, Jennifer Abshire. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me. This is a pleasure.
So you were kind enough to give me just a few minutes of your time, and you just finished leading two breakout sessions here at the Georgia Chamber's Women Who Lead Conference. So in a minute,
we have been around. Next year will be our 25th year. We are based in Savannah, Georgia, but we are blessed to work really throughout the Southeast. And our company grew from a traditional PR firm, and now we have expanded into a lot of crisis communication, internal and external communication among teams, facilitation and focus groups. And we also really, my business partner and I both have nonprofit backgrounds, and we really are enjoying also doing some fun development with a PR slant, but also some capital campaign work. So we are all over the board, but we really like it that way.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I would love for you to take just a minute to tell a little bit about your journey to creating Abshire Public Relations. What was it like for you as a woman in that industry at the time?
I was really blessed to have a business partner that we worked together for the first 2 years, and she moved to a different state. So we had to basically go from being a partnership to then basically myself running the company. But I'm so grateful that I had that partnership because we created the bones of what we use today. And really what I learned from that relationship is that you can get so much more done with strong collaborative people than trying to do something by yourself. And I really took that to heart after having a business partner. I really tried to find people that want to be part of a team that be like, what's going to happen next? And how can we find the best people to be on the bus to make it happen? And so I'm really grateful for that.
Today's conference is all about empowering women in the workplace, fostering female leadership, and encouraging the next generation of young women who are entering the workforce. So I'm curious, when you were just starting out your career, you were newly entering the workforce, what was the best piece of advice that you got that is still applicable to you today?
A few things. I really wanted to know exactly what was going to happen in my career, and many people told me to just relax and just enjoy the position and the things that you were doing right at the moment. Mm-hmm. I started my career in nonprofit, so I was doing all different types of things, from fund development to special events to PR, and I enjoyed every minute of it. I also learned, you know what, there's some things that I'm not really good at, and a lot of people said, go with your strengths. Whatever you're doing, keep following what your strengths are. And I think we put so much pressure on ourselves to know everything, and a lot of people just say, just enjoy this moment and this chapter in your career.
Yeah, and that's fantastic advice that still applies to everyone, no matter what stage of your career that you're in. Yeah,
it's very hard. It's hard at any age because we all kind of want to know what's going to happen next. But I kind of feel like those sort of things take care of each other based on the experiences and the work experience and the connections and the people that you meet will also help you get to wherever you are supposed to be going.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So at this point in your career, what's on the horizon for you? What are some things that you're excited about?
I'm kind of excited that we're still in business after 25 years. That really makes me happy. And I love the fact that we have long-term relationships with our clients, although we also have lots of new clients. So I love being in the room where it happens, where people want to make decisions and we can help them, especially if even is an HR issue, a strategy issue, a vision issue, or not even being sure what happens next. It is fun and exciting and also such an amazing privilege to be sitting in rooms with companies that are wanting to grow and need help. Mm-hmm. And it's always wonderful to feel like you were a very tiny part of that journey.
You just spoke about your career a little bit. You're an incredibly successful public relations professional, but you're also a mother. So you wear many different hats. And we've heard a lot today about how different individuals manage their work-life balance. What's the best advice that you have to give there?
Well, I am blessed that I have two grown children. They are 30 and 26. So I have now entered a different chapter of motherhood. But I can tell you, up till about four or five years ago, it was carpool, being very, very intense try to balance. How do you do it all? And I think that's one of the biggest things that women and men really want to know is they want to be the best parent. They want to be the best at work. They want to be the best pickleball champion. We all want to be good. But the fact of the matter is that you, when you're a parent, it is amazing to watch what is happening. And as we watch, as society is changing, our cultures are changing, our jobs are changing, how we interact with people are changing, it is fascinating to watch this next generation. And they also want to learn, but they also can also teach us a fair amount of things as well. And I think as a parent, if you can be present, and many times I failed at that. Many times I took that call when I should have been in carpool listening to my kids about homework. I was not a perfect mother, I would say, of any of that. But I really wanted to be there. And physically being there from that afternoon, it was something that I really wanted. And I feel like companies are understanding that more. And I love the fact that we are entering more of a flexible work environment and giving people the opportunity to get their work done, but also enjoy the other balance of life.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure you know this, but over 1 million women left the workforce during COVID and they haven't returned. And so Georgia is still dealing with the implications of that exit of women in the workforce. So you just mentioned that flexible work schedule as being one option for businesses. What are some other strategies that businesses can develop?
We are a very unusual company because we are one of the few, we've always been virtual. So we really didn't know any better. For 25 years, we've worked off our own kitchen tables, meat, have done everything that way. However, people are catching up. One of the things that two things that I really wanted is I wanted people that were wanted to be happy about working for our company. Mm-hmm. And we do 6 weeks vacation. People in America don't normally do 6 weeks vacation, but I'm shocked at how hard we all work. And when you look at it, taking that flex time, taking that extra Friday because you worked for those hours, you will be a better employee mm-hmm. and be able to get that done. So I'm happy to see that there's more flexibility. I'm also a big proponent that when a new baby comes, there should be 3 months that both parents should be able to spend time because this is a big change, chapter change. And we have a wonderful employee who is going to have a baby in April. And I don't think she'll be back until probably early September. But like, again, we need to make sure we have enough support because I appreciate that person and what that person brings to my company. I want to be supportive. I think everyone has to realize that they're people, good, honest, hardworking people. They're the best, most important resource that you have in your company.
In your breakout session earlier, you led discussions about creating your own personal advisory board. So will you just touch for a minute on the importance of having mentors throughout your career? And is there a notable mentor that you had that you still think about the advice they gave you today?
I've been so blessed by people that have been able to give me time to help me personally, professionally. It's crazy. The best advice and a personal advisory board is basically people that you can reach out that have skills maybe a little bit different or can give you different perspectives of something that you might be wrestling with. I've been so blessed in the Savannah community and beyond to have people that will give time. And I think the biggest thing that I always was so appreciative is that they would take the time. But I really, most people today may not have time for a full-time something, you know, to really be involved as a volunteer to do that. But I think we all, as Georgians and beyond, we are very giving with our time. And I really realize I can ask these questions and not feel stupid sometimes, mm-hmm. especially with people I respect, because we've all been there. And if I listen, perhaps I can learn something.
I've heard you speak before, and some of the things that you have said have been about fully embracing life where you're at and all that it has to offer and being able to let go of things that are no longer serving you well. So is that advice that you still give yourself daily, and how do you embrace that?
I will tell you, that is an everyday battle. I am not successful every day with that. But I do find if you wake up and you find that you are embracing your truth, mm-hmm. but also embracing gratitude with what God has given you, it's amazing how good your day can be. If you think about the things that are frustrating, because our life is complex, it is frustrating, it can be overwhelming. And we try to control what we can, but We all know that's not possible. So I think if you look at the small things and have gratitude for that, for me personally, that has helped to be a game changer. And I also realize that nothing, you know, sleep is good, rest is good, balance is good. And that having those other things besides just work, besides just focusing on maybe the craziness of our life, is that basically focus on two great things that are happening.
Okay, well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today. And again, as a reminder, this has been Jennifer Abshire with Abshire Public Relations. And make sure you tune in next week for another episode of the Georgia Chamber Podcast. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.